As we gather today, I welcome you all and invite you to worship with us on this third Sunday in Lent with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor Rita Chirala. Right now, I'm serving my first call here at Faith. I'm from Delhi, India. It is a great blessing to be with you today. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the keeper of the covenant, the source of steadfast love, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let us pray. Fountain of living water, pour out your mercy over us. Our sin is heavy and we long to be free. Rebuild what we have ruined and mend what we have torn. Wash us in your cleansing flood. Make us alive in the Spirit to follow in the way of Jesus. As healers and restorers of the world, you so love. Amen. Now receive the forgiveness. Beloved, God's word never fails. The promise rests on grace by the saving love of Jesus Christ, the wisdom and power of God. Your sins are forgiven, and God remembers them no more. Journey in the way of Jesus. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Holy God, through your Son you have called us to live faithfully and act courageously. Keep us steadfast in your covenant of grace and teach us the wisdom that comes only through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The readings for today are Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, Psalm chapter 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Today's gospel lesson is from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. The Holy Gospel according to John, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body after he was raised from the dead. His disciples remember what he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are celebrating International Women's Day on March 8th, which is tomorrow. International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. This day also marks a call to action for celebrating gender equality. The UN Women's Council announced the theme for 2021 International Women's Day. It is Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. Women stand at the front line of the COVID-19 crisis as healthcare workers, caregivers, community organizers. Women have been some of the most exemplary and effective national and international leaders fighting for the pandemic. Today's gospel text tells us that Jesus chased away the money changers and cattle merchants out of the temple in Jerusalem. It is a custom for all Jewish men to go to Jerusalem for the Passover. This was an annual festival to remind them that God delivered them from slavery in Egypt. When Jesus entered the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves. Others were sitting at tables exchanging money. Throughout the gospel text, we read that Jesus encountered religious leaders, elders, and scribes. Jesus was greatly disappointed to find the temple had been turned into a marketplace. The temple is considered to be a holy place. It was a place of prayer and worship, and also believed to be a dwelling place of God. Therefore, Jesus was angered seeing his father's house turned into a marketplace. Throughout his life, Jesus did not own anything of his own. He was born in a manger because there was no place in the inn. He never held any big titles. He never went to a big college. But you could always find him among the people, healing, teaching, and comforting. Jesus lived a very ordinary life. He had no credentials other than that of God himself. He created everything that exists, despite living like a stranger among us. In every area of his ministry, we notice that Jesus corrected the corrupt norms that existed in the society. He fought against injustice, against the marginalized or downtrodden. He challenged the system and temple leaders many times. And Jesus also set an example for the church to treat women equal with men. For Jesus, women should not be treated as subordinates or restricted in any way. Jesus' treatment of women as equals challenged the judicial, social, and religious customs of the times. During this period, Jewish society regarded women as inferior to men in every way, and this attitude was common in many societies across the globe. Continuing until today, Jesus set an example by respecting women's intelligence and spiritual capacity, as is evident in John chapter 4 and John chapter 11, where Jesus taught spiritual truth to a Samaritan woman and to Martha. In a culture that considered women second-class citizens, Jesus encouraged women in his ministry and encouraged both women and men to be leaders in the church. Jesus defined the role of women in the church and encouraged gender equality. In today's gospel text, Jesus challenges religious leaders by driving them away from the temple. He set a good example against the corruption within society. I like the passion of Jesus in the Old Testament, correcting and teaching society to keep them from going astray. But the good news for today is that Jesus never leaves us whenever we go astray. God, the Holy Spirit, is always with us, guiding, protecting, and rescuing us through every step of our lives. From the beginning of creation, God has always rescued us. God continues to show His great mercy towards us. Even though we often stray from God's commandments, despite our corrupted human nature, God rescues and restores us. From the Old Testament times until today, we notice God's strong relationship with His children. God was with Israelites who were oppressed, discriminated, and seeking freedom. God came down, delivered them, and provided them with food in the wilderness. God personally rescued the Israelites. And now in the New Testament, God came down to us through Jesus Christ, dwelt amongst us, and rescued us personally into His everlasting kingdom. God has spoken and acted in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Sometimes things might be difficult for some of us, especially during this pandemic. Some might be seeking a job, some might be struggling with health issues, and some might struggle in their relationships. Whatever the situation we are caught up in, if we cry out to God, God will come down to rescue and deliver us. God is truly present in the midst of our situation and identifies with our struggle to liberate us. In today's reading, Jesus refers to His body as the temple of God. Jesus died for all of us on Good Friday and rose again on the third day, exactly as He said He would. He told the religious leaders present in the temple, "I will destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Once again, this reminds us of God's love towards humanity. Jesus was raised on the third day so that we may live. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive benediction. You are what God made you to be, created in Christ Jesus for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, free to serve your neighbor. God bless you, that you may be a blessing, in the name of the Holy and life-giving Trinity. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministry and our ability to bring you these radio broadcasts, you can mail contributions to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Go in peace, live in faith, share God's love. Thanks be to God.